Hello, and welcome to another AppleViz podcast.
Hey, AppleViz users, it's Toomey back with another AppleViz podcast. And in today's podcast, I'm going to be demonstrating Circus Master's Revenge. It is a fully accessible game without the use of voiceover. If you played Audio Defense before, you may be familiar with the theme. It's basically about this blind warrior in an arena, and he has to fight a bunch of freaks or enemies or, in this case, freaks, but back then it was zombies. But the same idea, the same concept, just different storyline, different elements, and it's just kind of hilarious, you know? It has that humor to it that we all knew in Audio Defense, where Dr. Bastard would be, a bastard, basically. anyways, this game is self-voiced, so like I said, you don't need voiceover to play this. You can just turn it off entirely, which is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to launch the game. When we do launch the game, we're going to get a logo, and then we're going to get a headphone test. And hopefully I have my headphones in the right way. So we'll check that out for my sake and you guys' sake. So I'm going to double tap on the home button, or double click on the home button, rather.
App switcher. Circus Master Revenge. Active.
Alright, it's right there. I'm going to double tap on it.
Circus Master Revenge.
Who is it?
Mental Vision.
Okay.
Circus Master's Revenge.
Alright.
Voice over off.
Loading.
Now we're going to get a headphone test.
Please connect a high-end headphone to have an immersive experience. Double tap on screen to check if you have equipped your headphone correctly. Else, swipe left with two fingers to continue to the game.
Alright, for the sake of this podcast, I'm going to do a double tap to test our headphones just to make sure I have this on correctly.
If you hear the sound through your right ear,
alright, I'm good.
Then your headphone is equipped properly. Double tap on screen to continue to the game.
Okay.
Else, kindly put it correctly. Swipe up to hear this instruction again.
Alright, we're going to double tap, and we are going to be taken to a login screen. You don't have to log in, but you can swipe left with two fingers to abort the login. It's asking
please log into the game
Facebook.
To save your progress. Double tap to log in. Swipe left with two fingers to skip login.
Alright, so it wants you to log in with Facebook. I'm not going to, so I'm going to do a two-finger swipe left.
In main menu, six options are here.
Alright.
Chapter, shop, settings, how to play, quackshot, and credits. Chapter selected.
I just
double tap on screen to play the game. Swipe left or right to select other options.
So I just kind of tap the screen just to interrupt it, but basically it's reading out the menu items. And you can swipe left or right, similar to voiceover, to navigate between the items, and double tap to select an item. As you've already seen, to go back to a previous screen or to exit a screen, you swipe left with two fingers. Sometimes when you get instructions, you can swipe up to repeat. And in-game, if you swipe up with two fingers, you can pause the game. And if you swipe right with two fingers, you can skip the intros. So similar to tapping at the bottom of the screen in Audio Defense. Anyways, we're going to go through the menu items one by one. Currently we're focused on chapters, and this is where the gameplay actually takes place. I'm going to be starting a new game, and we're going to play it through stage 5 of chapter 1, just so that you guys can discover the other stuff. So I'm going to swipe right and show you guys the other menu options.
Shop selected. Double tap on screen to go to shop. Swipe left or right to select other options.
Okay, so this is the shop. You can buy things here. In-app purchases or in-game items are here.
Settings selected.
Right.
Double tap on screen to go to settings.
Okay.
Swipe left or right to select other options.
So settings is where you can adjust sound volumes and other stuff like that. And you can also log in or log out of Facebook, but it will always remind you once you open the app to log in with Facebook, so you don't have to panic if you don't log in with the first time you open the app.
How to play selected. Double tap on screen to play the tutorial. Swipe left or right to select other options.
Okay, so we're going to be going in here in a minute. Basically, it kind of tests your accuracy and stuff like that, and it asks you to calibrate. But basically, it's training you how to shoot and swing your bat and stuff like that. So it's just simple basics.
Quack shot selected. Double tap on screen to play the quack shot round. Swipe left or right to select other options.
Quackshot, I haven't unlocked it yet, but it's basically endless mode or something like that, similar to endless mode, and you shoot and swipe at enemies, basically.
Credits selected. Double tap on screen to go to credits. Swipe left or right to select other options.
Alright, so the credit screen, when you double tap on here, you'll just get a list of names, and then you'll be returned back to the main menu, so nothing major in here, but just the people who contributed to the game in general. And then we wrap back to chapters, since this menu wraps.
Chapter selected. Double tap on screen to play the game. Swipe left or right to select other options.
We're going to swipe right until we find how to play, and we're going to double tap on it.
Shop select. Settings selected. How to play selected.
There it is.
Loading tutorial scene. Swipe left with two fingers to go back to the main menu.
And now, I'm going to pause.
Let's play a tutorial section here. Hold your device and be absolutely still for 2 seconds to calibrate.
Alright, let's do that.
Calibration successful. Try to find your target by listening to the sound source and tap on the screen one time to shoot the target.
Alright, I'm going to pause this with a two-finger swipe up.
Game paused. Double tap on screen to resume the game. Swipe right with two fingers to restart the current stage. Swipe left with two fingers to go back to main menu.
Okay, so in order to play this, you have to be standing or in some sort of chair that allows you to do a full rotation. Since I don't have that in this room, I'm going to stand from my chair, and I'm going to hold my phone in one hand, and the other hand is going to have to shoot or swipe at enemies with whatever melee weapon you have equipped. So, like I said, since this uses your gyroscope, you have to stand or sit in a full rotation chair or whatever they're called, and you basically turn in the direction of the target, or in this case, it's a beeping noise. And then you shoot by tapping on the screen. If you want to reload a weapon, you swipe down, so that will put some more bullets in your weapon. But for some reason, I found a bug where sometimes if you reload your weapon, you can reload it more than once, and then it doesn't seem right. For some reason, but you just swipe down to reload, and I think the gun takes about 10 clips each, or 10 ammo each, I should say. And usually, if I'm not mistaken, when you are doing chapters, especially chapter 1, Circus Master will only give you, I think, a clip or two clips, I can't remember, but it depends on the wave of enemies in the first place. So, I'm going to unpause the game with a double tap. Okay, so I'm going to turn toward the target. It is on my right side, according to my headphones. I'm going to face it, bring it to the center. Oh, that's centered enough, and then I'm going to tap the screen. Alright, so same concept here, but it's on the other side. I'm gonna turn toward it, center it, so that it's directly in front of me. Whoa, what happened there? Completely. Oh, there it is.
Target missed by inches.
Oops, we missed. So it will tell you if you missed your target. There we go. Just turning And let it have it. Alright, let's turn some more.
Good job. Let's try the baseball bat. Swipe left or right to hit the target.
Okay, so we have these bicycles, and they're gonna come at you. Basically, how you use the bat is when it comes at you, you swipe in the direction that they are in. So this bicycle's on my right side, so I'm gonna swipe right. Or you can stand in front of them and swipe either way. So this time I'm gonna have it to my left and swipe left, just to show you how it works.
Not in range.
There you go. Whoa, that one's close. And it just ran away. Okay, so you have to wait for it to come back. If you center it, you can swipe left and right and just kind of have fun striking it. Alright, here it comes. Alright.
Now swipe up with one finger to use power up.
Now, I don't understand this. It's like a power-up, but it makes some sort of quacking sound, and since I haven't reached the power-up stage yet in the actual game, I'm not necessarily sure what this does. So, we're just going to say that this is a duck quacking, because that's exactly what it is.
Power-up activated.
Quack, 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 quack.
You have successfully used power-up.
Alright.
Excellent. You have successfully completed the tutorial.
Yay.
Now prepare yourself for a battle with the circus freaks.
Alright.
Swipe right with two fingers to play the tutorial scene again.
No.
Swipe left with two fingers to go back to the main menu.
I'm going to swipe left with two fingers, and we're going to locate chapters once we're in the main menu. We're going to double tap on chapters, and since I've already started playing, I'm going to start a new game by double tapping on new game. And then we will get, like, this cutscene for, I think, 2 or 3 stages and a half. And then we'll actually start the fight. So during that time, I'm going to sit down. Then I'm going to swipe left with two fingers. Right.
In main menu, 6 options are here: chapter, shop, settings, how to play, quack shot, and credits. Chapter selected. Double tap on screen to play the game.
Okay.
Swipe left or right to select other options.
We are already on chapter, so I'm just going to double tap.
3 options are here: continue game, new game, and select chapters. Swipe left with 2 fingers to go back to previous menu.
For some reason it says that as it's loading.
Double tap on screen to continue game. Swipe left or right to select other options.
So I'm going to start a new game by swiping right and then double tapping twice, because you have to confirm you want to start a new game.
New game. Double tap on screen to start over. Starting a new game will erase all the previous game progress.
Yep, that's exactly what
double
I want
to do. Do you want to skip intro stages? Swipe right with 2 fingers to skip intro stages. Swipe left with 2 fingers to play intro.
For the purpose of this podcast, I'm going to let you guys listen to the intro, so I'm going to swipe left with 2 fingers.
Loading. Chapter 1. Stage 1.
Alright.
Swipe up with 2 fingers to pause the game.
Here
swipe
comes
left
the cut
with 2 fingers to go back to the main menu.
Put my phone down and you
swipe
guys enjoy.
Swipe right with 2 fingers to skip the intro.
On a pleasant fall afternoon, there is a blind man walking down an old abandoned highway, somewhere in the Midwest. He normally takes this route on his daily mobility outings. For some reason, he hoped this day was going to be a little bit different. Here he comes now.
I got the mobility blues, babe. Ain't nothing gonna slow me down.
That's confident.
Yeah, I got the mobility blues, babe. Ain't nothing gonna slow me down. When I reach that destination, they got me turning back
around.
Here's
the circus music.
What the hell? Oh, man. I smell dogs and popcorn. I guess my plans have just changed. Woohoo! Lucky day. I got the mobility blues, babe.
Loading. Goes.
Stage 2. Swipe up with two fingers to pause the game.
This is another
cutscene, so don't
worry. Swipe left
with two fingers to go back to the main menu. Swipe right with two fingers to skip the intro.
Okay.
Can I help you, sir?
Yeah, I'm looking for some dogs and popcorn.
Right this way, sir. Just follow my voice, sir.
Huh? Okay.
This way, sir. Right around this corner.
Okay.
Dun dun dun.
Loading. Stage 3.
Okay.
Swipe up with two fingers to pause the game. Swipe left with two fingers to go back to the main menu.
And like I said, I'm only doing five stages.
Swipe right with two fingers to skip the intro.
What the hell is this crap? Why am I chained to a metal pole? Huh?
Hello, blind puppy. How was your nap? I hope it was a pleasant one.
Who the hell are you and what do you want from me?
Yes, we'll get to that in a moment. First, I want to thank you for showing up. We circus performers have become extinct since the television is practically in every room in people's homes. We are fed up and need someone to take our frustrations out on. I guess it's not your lucky day, blind puppy. I am the circus master, and this is our home.
Okay, are you deaf and stupid? I asked you, what do you want from me?
Wow.
Patience, puppy. We will get there. First of all, I'm very sorry that you are blind. Consider me impressed. You must have some skills if you made it all the way here by yourself. Let's put those skills to the test, shall we? If you pass my challenges, I will let you free. If you fail, then I will let you go home.
Do
we have a deal?
If I have no choice, then we have a deal.
Let the fun begin. If you look behind you...
Do you really feel sorry?
Oh, I forgot. You are blind.
Stupid.
There is a pistol and a baseball bat. Grab them and prepare yourself for battle against my circus freaks. I know you know that name well, my blind friend. Here we go.
Alright, we don't need to do anything yet. It's just, Okay. Okay, now loading. We actually need to rise, so I'm stage going four. To grab my phone
swipe
and
swipe up with two fingers to pause the game. Swipe left with two fingers
okay,
to go back to the main
some
menu.
Enemies, shall we?
Swipe right with two fingers to skip the intro.
Okay.
You have a gun, blind genius. Listen, aim, and shoot. Don't worry about hurting Lazy Larry. He is terminally ill and has weeks left to live. You won't hurt his feelings. You would be doing him a favor.
Okay, so we have to turn toward this clown here. And let's give him a... So I just kind of turned to the right and then tap the screen.
Congrats, blind puppy. Maybe you deserve a promotion. I will call you Blind Rabbit. They are so delicious. Yum, yum. I hope you are ready for round two. You did well with one clown. Let's see what you can do with six clowns and no bullets. You have a bat. Now use it.
Okay. Bad action. Alright. I'm gonna turn to the left and... Whoa, there's a clown over there.
Four clowns more to go.
Thanks for notifying me. Okay.
Ooh boy, that was fun.
Yeah, he will sometimes say funny quotes when you...
Three
when
clowns
you kill
left.
A clown, or... Whatever enemy you're fighting.
Two clowns yet to come.
Whoa.
Last clown remaining.
Yeah, with the bat, you actually have to swipe a few times to get it. Nice.
Congrats, you have cleared this level.
Okay.
Loading. Stage 5.
Alright, this
swipe
is the last
with
stage
two
I'm
fingers
doing
to pause
before
the game.
I end this podcast.
Swipe left with two fingers to go back to the main menu. Swipe right with two fingers to skip the intro.
Well, well, blind rabbit. Looks like this may be too easy for a blind piggy like you. Let's see if you can handle another challenge. I am not gonna let my circus freaks be so easy on you this time. Your weak skills will be the end of you. We don't feel sorry for you anymore. This will be the most exciting murder ever. I will be shocked if you survive this round. Try 10 Lazy Larry clowns.
Oh boy. Okay. So, we actually have our bullets back now, so... I think we only get 10 bullets this round, so I'm just gonna... Use
nine clowns left.
Because... And finish the last one.
Oh boy, that was fun.
Eight clowns more to come.
I'm starting to like this.
I want to use my shots wisely. I don't want to have to spend more than one on each.
Seven clowns left. Six clowns yet to come.
Oh, I just spent two bullets there. Oops. That's fine.
Oh boy, that was fun.
Oh, we're out of bullets, so I'm gonna swipe down to reload. Oh, we have more than 10 bullets. Nice.
Four clowns more to go. Three clowns left. Two clowns yet to come. Last clown remaining.
I probably thought there were only 10 bullets that had that level because I didn't know how to reload like
congrats.
2 days ago.
You have cleared this level.
Alright.
Loading.
So, that is Circus Master Revenge. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and I hope it helped you learn how the game mechanics work. If you never played Audio Defense and, you know, you wanted to know, I hope this actually helped you in a way. You can get in contact with me by going to my AppleVis profile and contacting me via my contact form. And until then, I will see you guys later. Peace.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.